Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the Shedd Aquarium's newest employees will be researching invasive species in Lake Michigan. One question he's trying to answer, is there some upside to the invasion?
Research biologist Dr. Scott Colborn is quick to say there is no across-the-board positive or negative with Lake Michigan's invasive species. But follow this. Zebra mussels and quagga mussels invaded, and round gobies invaded. The gobies eat mussels, and now the question, do Lake Michigan's native bass enjoy eating invasive gobies as much as Scott Colborn suspects they do?
There are other indications in Lake Ontario, but the lakes, you can't consider them exactly the same, so we have to ask the questions here as well. And that's one of my prime interests right away.
Colborn says the invasive gobies could be a great thing for bass, and that could be great for recreational fishing here. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.